We are now back in.
Except the door's shut, I got kind of cold.
All right, let's call the regular meeting back into order. Okay, perfect. All right, we need a motion to approve the hiring of an IT pro.
Motion to approve the hiring of an IT system administrator for the Village of Tolono with a monthly stipend of $500.
Second.
All right.
Morris?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
All right. I think that's it. Oh, we have to vote
special.
Oh, the special event. I'm sorry. Wait, just looked at it and read it too.
Motion to approve a special event permit for the Loose Cobra on Sunday, September 2nd, 4 to 11 p.m.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Perfect. Anything else?
I think
you guys want to discuss.
Just
come closer.
Introductory
come
question.
Closer.
Yeah, come on up.
Come on up.
So that way we're picked up on the microphone.
Okay. Introductory question of, you know, we just went through the whole zoning proposal change.
Yes.
Back, it was only in April. So that was voted down.
Mm-hmm.
So what, I guess we're only 4 months down the road and we can consider it again. What's the guideline? Can anyone suggest that it get rezoned and then it has to come before official vote or,
mm-hmm.
or why again so quick?
That's,
it's the landowner.
It's the landowner. The landowner has been wanting to build something forever, so he's going to keep bringing stuff to us with different ideas until we finally approve something for him to build.
Okay.
So eventually that will get developed.
And that's, I think, what Mike was saying. You know, if
yeah.
we're going to have to keep coming back here to talk about a zoning change, let's at least get something good. The concern
exactly.
that we have been standing outside talking about is those are going to get rented out. They're gonna get rented out.
You can't stop that.
I agree.
I, you know, and I was in property management for 6 years. So when the guy was discussing the different floor plans and everything else, and here he's gonna sell 20 properties just like this in Tolono, Illinois. It just goes back to the housing authority, and
mm-hmm.
it's.
I agree.
And I know how it is in terms of like, okay, so housing authority got shut down, but then. You got this guy who's developing the properties and sells them to, let's say, some big company. It could be Keller Williams. It could be
mm-hmm.
Green Street Realty, who decides to buy them all out. And guess what? Then they decide to rent them out for Section 8. And there's, voucher-wise, nothing you can do about that
mm-hmm.
because they, a couple years ago, changed the way the process is, you know, to where it's now based off of, like, certain areas and the amount of the... My only concern comes down, because I agree that people need to have places to live, but this is a small town that is still, you don't have public transportation, you don't have a grocery store, you don't have a lot of open, you know, ability for people to find jobs, and that's just going to create problems. I mean, I'm looking at Champaign and Urbana, all these areas that have fallen apart, because housing authority and that process, there is no monitoring. You know, so somebody can come in, you have a nice property that you decide to rent out, and they absolutely destroy it. And
mm-hmm.
guess what? They're going to leave, and they're going to give that voucher to that same person to do that to another place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that owner also has to build up this area. All these people that live next door, they're moving out.
Mm-hmm.
So those prices are coming down. It's going to really almost like suck in a small town.
Right, but at the same time, as we've discussed, as other people have discussed before, we can't tell somebody, oh, you can't have any renters in your property.
No, and that's a true statement, and I think that's
mm-hmm.
where it comes
mm-hmm.
down to with this area and what you're going to do with that land.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because, again, people are, I could tell how quick the guy was, like, oh, yeah, no problem, no big, guess what, he wants to sell that stuff. And he's just moving on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I bit my tongue. You guys get to hear it now because this is like my first time in like a formal setting like this. And it'd be one thing if there was some type of monitoring over Champaign Housing Authority, but there's not. you know, I had people telling me, hey, all I need to do is pop out another kid and I'm going to get a bigger house. And so this is what's happening. I mean, it's just, they're keeping people in these situations. They're having more kids and, you know, and it's just like a continuous cycle.
Well, and if I could talk about when he was saying, fine, we just write into the covenants that you can't rent it out or whatever.
We don't have covenants, is there? We would have to write it into the,
yeah, we can't.
We'd have to write it into the zoning. I don't even know if we can help.
No,
we could
you
do that.
Can have a development agreement when you make an adjustment on zoning. If you handle it as a, it's called a PUD, Planned Unit Development, you can put in requirements where they would have their covenants, but certain things that you want to have in the covenants. And one thing you already have that has to go into covenants is everybody has to have a street, or have a yard light that's in your ordinance. So you could put something like that in there. But my thought is that your hearing is going to be in a month.
Yeah.
So probably don't want to really get into it, although you guys can comment all you want. But you should show up at that next meeting and bring up all those comments and stay
and
in part
of
the process.
I don't even live in that area. I live in this town, and I just know what can happen.
And these I was actually talking about that outside. Everything you brought up, I was already talking about outside because for your meeting because it's bothersome.
Well, because you look at two in the Champaign area, Ashland Park, Sawgrass, all these nice developments, they're moving right in. And I mean they have to live somewhere.
But it works well in Deer Path. Like they have the condos in Deer Path. It's worked out really, really well there. Mm-hmm. And you have to buy the units there. But they have a covenant that says they can't rent them.
How old is that place? Deer Path?
Close to 18 years
15,
old.
18, yeah.
Did they have some kind of HOA in and of themselves? Because I'm just thinking, just being on the Kinderwood HOA, our attorney charges us $22.50 to read an email. I mean, if we have to do any kind of dealing with someone who's violating the covenant.
I would ask somebody on the Deer Path board how they did it. Because
they
just
those are
add,
in Windstone. They're on James, so they're on Windstone, in Windstone.
But to get with the Deer Path
HOA
board members, because they just added that covenants 2-3 years ago
to allow the HOA housing in.
So there's no rentals. You cannot rent a house in Deer Path.
Oh,
it has to be owner.
And again, what happens if somebody disobeys that, and then somebody else disobeys that? Because I saw this happen to my sister's property, where it was nice little condos, and then all of a sudden the area started changing and people are bringing people in. Well, the place is not going to go off and take them all to court. And guess what? It just keeps continuing. Now that place is, my sister who got her property is now going to be in the hole because she's not going to be able to rent or sell that place out. And it was a nice condo.
They could answer that better
and
than I could.
Like on the 18th, bring all that stuff up because they can answer all
well,
the questions.
Well, and that's what we were talking about because, you know, I said, look at your HOA, but find out the legality, because housing authority and, you know, discrimination and all that, there's laws about that. So even though they're saying, well, we're not going to allow this, guess what? At some point, somebody's going to go off and say, hey, they're discriminating against me. And guess what? It's going to be brought up, and then their path will have to allow people to be able to rent out their properties. But he's not telling the complete truth. I mean, Champaign, Urbana, there are certain areas where the price point is starting to fall, but it's not saturated. They're still building out there. You know, they're, like I said, I'm going to help regardless.
Yeah, you brought up good points, and we need that land developed, though, because if not, every 3-4 months it's going to come up again and come up again with new ideas and something that fits in the neighborhood. And because you've got two different, completely different neighborhoods right there. So
there isn't a way to develop or the infrastructure of that land so it can just be R1, more houses?
If somebody wants to develop it that way, but we've never had anybody actually offer that. So, but so that's all things to bring up at that meeting. Because that's the zoning and planning board's thing, and then they bring a proposal to us.
So 5:30 again on the 18th.
Yes.
Yeah. The other concern, you know, we keep doing this, we're going to get fewer and fewer homeowners that are willing to come out and have an opinion and either argue for their point or argue for the development. But some, just like Mike was saying, something's going to get built sooner or later.
And that's what it's going to take. Everybody has to
participate.
And that, I mean, we can't make all the decisions for everything. And that's why we keep bringing this to out to the village. And it's like, please give us ideas. Mm-hmm. Bring, everybody knows somebody. And
What do you recommend to bring people to a meeting like this? Like going and knocking on neighbors' doors and
saying,
like,
at the
hey,
senior housing one, we had a standing room only.
Yeah, that's what we did. We went door to door in Kinderwood, and we went door to door.
But the problem is you can keep voting it no and saying you don't want it, mm-hmm.
but
we need an idea. We need something to go in there to change the direction of it. Mm-hmm. So someone could put a couple houses in there. That'd be great.
Right.
But you also have... It's a different kind of subdivision there. Or
I guess the question
is... It's an older subdivision.
Like when he was saying it may or may not be economically advantageous for him to only do the duplex or the triplexes or whatever, is that why he's not doing single family
Probably.
Homes?
Because are you going to get the same prices in that neighborhood you're going to get in Kinderwood? Or Deerpath or Winstone or...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got two different distinguished neighborhoods. You got new houses on one side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
In this new subdivision,
right.
And then an older section of town.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, are you going to put a brand new house? I mean, we're getting a new house in our older part of town,
mm-hmm.
but...
Where I think a duplex thing would be a good intermediate, you know,
the problem
duplexes.
Is there's so much property there, and if you zone it for that duplex, and we just build a couple duplexes, what stops somebody else to come in, HUD or somebody like
mm-hmm.
that? Okay, now it's zoned for that. So we're going to build our senior thing here on this leftover land because there's quite a bit of land right there.
Yeah.
You might think about your HOA going to the landowner and talk to him.
About buying
see
land?
See if they can
about,
develop their...
Or
yeah.
tell them ideas that, you know, the surrounding properties would be in favor of. At least would be worth a try anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, let's find a solution. I mean, because this
who
is going to happen.
Landowners?
He came to a meeting.
Paul Moore.
But I'm like that. If we zone it at three and say they come in and they decide they're going to build on it.
You see the only one?
And they say, oh, it's too expensive to do this type of.
Uh-huh.
And then turn around and send up sell it to housing.
You've seen too.
You can't control that
can't
when it comes to
the one.
No.
A three.
Mm-hmm.
You can't control it when it comes to a two.
To the west, yeah.
But, you know, you have. We have no control.
And that's actually in the village.
It's out of our hands.
Yeah.
The other one's not in the village. That they keep trying to develop.
You know what I mean?
I don't think
so.
My hair is going
to
sell.
We have to work together as a community. But mm-hmm. even though he promises that we're only going to build this,
mm-hmm.
it's
once
not
you open
always.
The door.
Mm-hmm. Once you open the door and it's zoned for that.
So it's
North Carolina.
Paul Moore and who is the other owner?
Tim Meharry. Ted Meharry. Elizabeth Meharry.
So your suggestion is to go to them as an HOA
it wouldn't
and find
hurt.
Out what they're
mm-hmm. try that first. Because
mm-hmm.
isn't their property like right up to it, like
where would I get back?
Houses, newer homes, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I mean,
the northern boundary.
It could come further, maybe. That might
Moore.
Be one way to
Paul
eliminate.
The one that's been trying to develop it.
The fact that it would develop into something else.
I'm sorry, I didn't know what you said.
Well, like if. Since those are already there,
uh-huh.
if they could get zoned as
this is a copy of what was
filling
filed.
The homes.
This is public record.
Okay.
And that was too. Sorry.
Thank you. I can keep this.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. We good for now?
For now.
We'll
now.
See you on the 18th.
We'll come with our research then.
Yeah. So you do some
yeah,
researching.
And we need all the help we can get. So.
We're here to help everybody.
Well, and I think. I think something needs to, I mean, and I'm sure you guys are in agreement on this too. There needs to be business in this town. I mean,
true.
Money needs to be coming in some
but
way.
But the problem is what's killing us is Savoy is so close and they've got everything.
Have you gone to Paxton, Illinois though?
I know.
I mean, some of these towns,
or,
St. Joe is
or
St.
Joe.
St.
Joe's got a ton.
Yes. It's like, so, you know, It's like it can't happen.
Well, I know. I'm a firm believer. Yeah. We have to develop in order to expand our community.
Exactly.
And if we keep beating down all these people, we're not going to be able to expand. So we have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to give somewhere in order to expand.
Mm-hmm.
But...
I know. All right.
Okay, sorry to you guys.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Thank
you. All right, so anything else? So, can I have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Third. Oh, I was third to motion.
Well, thanks for coming, ladies.
Thank you.
Please
thank you.
Come back on the 18th.
Will do. Thank you.